Good evening. We'll call the meeting to order and ask the clerk to read the roll.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Skarda.
Here.
Jim Bandura.
Here.
Judy Giuliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skolbeck.
Here.
Brock Williamson.
Here. Quorum present. Correspondence. Jean, anybody from plan?
I have no correspondence this evening, but unless you would like to just have me mention the Village Plan Commission meeting schedule, I have revised it for April. And so I just wanted to bring everyone's attention that the 2nd and 5th Mondays of April, the Plan Commission will meet, not 2nd and 4th, due to Easter week and a number of people being on vacation. So just so that you know that April 8th and April 29th is the new schedule, and I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Is that why this is highlighted April 29th?
That's exactly right.
Thank you. Anything else from anybody?
No.
Citizens' comments. We have two items on the agenda tonight. Neither one are a public hearing, so there won't be any comments during those. But if anybody wishes to speak and approaches commission, something to ask or say, now's your time to do that. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close citizens' comments. New business. Consider request of Doug Hauser, agent on behalf of Seafried Properties, for approval of final site and operational plans.
Trustee Serpy, members of the Plan Commission, this is a request of Doug Hauser, agent on behalf of Seafried Properties, for the approval of final site and operational plans for the redevelopment of the property located at 8500 116th Street, with a 205,732-square-foot speculative industrial building and associated site improvements. Seafried Properties intends to purchase the property located at 8500 116th Street. This is a building that was formerly occupied by Rensis Recovery Center. What they intend to do is raise the existing 11,488-square-foot building that's on the property today and construct a new 205,732-square-foot speculative industrial building on 12.78 acres. The speculative building would allow for the building to be subdivided into multiple tenant spaces that range from 50,000 to that total amount, which is 205,732 square feet. The two existing access points on the site will remain. The site will provide for 199 parking spaces, including the handicapped accessible spaces. There'll be 23 dock doors with an additional 36 truck spaces, which could be converted to dock doors on the west side of the building. In addition, 25.03% of the site will remain as open space. Stormwater for the development is accommodated through an on-site drainage system, which drains to the regional retention facilities in the Lakeview Corporate Park, which is to the north of the property. It's anticipated that the building will be completed in the fall 2019, actually maybe winter of 2020. With that, at this time, they do not have any specific users identified for the site. If there's any questions, the staff or the petitioner would be happy to answer.
Comments or questions? Comments or questions?
I'll have the petitioner come up just to give a little bit more information about, because Seafried has not done a property development in the village yet or in the corporate park, so maybe we'll let them explain a little bit about who they are.
Name and address for the record, if you would.
My name is Doug Hauser. I'm with Seafried. I think last time we were here, Dave Reefy was standing up here and gave you a little presentation on what Seafried does, who we are. But we do about $2 billion worth of development across the U.S., headquartered in Atlanta. Our office, the office that Dave and myself are out of, is in Rosemont. As Gene said, we haven't done a project yet in Southeast Wisconsin. We're very excited to get up here. Already a well-established business park. We're excited to put a building up and see who comes. We do a lot of business with the likes of Amazon, you know, big companies like Amazon, Home Depot, smaller ones as well. So we're making this facility specifically divisible into smaller tenant spaces. As Gene said, as little as 50,000 square feet. So we can bring in the big user, but we're more than welcome to open our arms, open our doors to smaller users as well.
Any comments or questions from the commission? Wayne?
Are you going to correct that to 116th Street?
Yeah, it's the
agenda.
There's a little mistake on the 116th Avenue. It reads on the agenda. It's supposed to be 116th Street. So that.
And I did read it correctly.
It reads correctly on the.
Yes.
That's okay.
If there aren't any further questions, Mr. Chairman, I would move that the Plan Commission approve the final site and operational plan, subject to the comments and the conditions of the village staff report of February 11th, 2019.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of this final site and operational plans. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Item B, consider request for Brad Folker, Director of Construction and Facilities, agent for Uline, for approval of site and operational plans. Gene.
Trustee Serpy, members of the Plan Commission, again, this is a request of Brad Folker, Director of Construction and Facilities and agent for Uline. They're requesting site and operational plans to occupy about 300,000 square feet of the existing building located at 11290 80th Avenue, and this is in the Lakeview Corporate Park. And this will be for the warehousing and storage of shipping supplies. In January, the village issued a permit COM 1901-012 to Uline, and has granted a verbal to occupy 250,000 square feet of the building located at 11290 80th Avenue, owned by CV2 Lakeview LLC. However, to occupy up to 300,000 square feet of the 505,000 square foot building, which is more than 50%, Plan Commission approval is required. With respect to this project, no exterior site modifications are proposed, except that new exterior signage is required and will be installed. Permits are being submitted to change the primary monument sign and the on-site directional signage. At this time, a temporary sign has been installed identifying Uline as the occupant. Uline is North America's leading distributor of shipping, package, and industrial supplies designed to meet customer needs. Product lines have expanded to include retail, safety, material handling, industrial, and packaged materials. Uline believes that good service means offering the finest quality and best selection of products with the quickest service in the industry. Uline's 600-plus page catalog reaches businesses nationwide, offering thousands of products with quick delivery. As long-term partners, they hope to exceed their customers' expectations, delivering every order with speed, passion, and operational excellence. With over 4,000 North American employees, Uline has distribution centers near Chicago, Minneapolis, Allentown, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Dallas, and Seattle. There are also locations in Tijuana and Monterrey, Mexico, as well as Toronto and Edmonton, Canada. Uline also operates international distributions from the village of Pleasant Prairie and North Chicago. Uline is a very strong economic development catalyst in Pleasant Prairie and for Kenosha County. Uline currently has two corporate headquarter buildings, a conference center, and five distribution warehouses within our village. This location is proposed to operate in two shifts, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. They intend to employ a total of 15 full-time employees at this location, 8 on first shift and 7 on the second shift. There are 365 parking spaces, including handicapped accessible spaces, on-site and there are currently 98 truck parking spaces on-site with 64 dock doors. The parking provided on the site meets and exceeds the number required by the tenant. As indicated earlier, they already occupy 250,000 square feet, and with this approval, it will allow them to occupy up to 300,000 square feet of the building. Pursuant to the owner, Southwire, which was the previous tenant, has moved out of the facility, and the pallets racking stored on the outside of the building within the North Fence truck dock area will all be removed next week. With that, there's a representative here, but the staff recommends approval of the site and operational plans for Uline to expand in this facility at 11290 80th Avenue.
Representative, want to add anything to this? Go ahead.
My name is Marcia Kester-Sperber, and I am over real estate with Uline, and so I'm here to answer any questions you guys have. I think you guys know we have over 4 million square feet just in Pleasant Prairie alone, and the This, we have a lease that we just signed for 300,000 square feet, where we occupy 250,000 square feet, and we just want to be able to occupy the remaining 50,000 square feet.
Okay. If there's any questions from anybody, we'll direct them to you. Thanks. Thank you. Okay, Mike.
Is this lease, is this a CenterPoint property? Okay. All right. Well, you've certainly done an excellent job. You guys did an excellent job in the community. So it's nice seeing you expand. I know sometimes we're amazed at how finite things get in detail, but you know the proof's in the pudding for what you guys deliver. So congratulations.
Anybody else have any comments or questions?
Motion approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the site and operational plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Thank you very much. And number six, adjournment.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.